Since May of this year, auto mechanics have been pulling millions of Firestone tires off of Ford trucks and utility vehicles and replacing them with tires made by competitors. Ford is paying an estimated $3 billion for this great tire switch, and Firestone is furious. The company acknowledges there were problems with a certain batch of its tires, but Firestone insists the 13 million tires Ford is replacing are perfectly safe. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is expected to issue a ruling in the coming week. Both companies believe they have science on their side. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
For 97 years, Ford and Firestone, now Bridgestone Firestone, had the kind of cozy relationship you might expect between small-town businesses. Once a Ford even married a Firestone. But last year, reports came into the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration linking over 100 deaths to the failure of Firestone tires, many of which were mounted on Ford Explorers. Firestone investigated. It found there were problems with some tires made at its Decatur plant in Illinois, and it recalled some 6.5 million tires. But that was just the beginning. Ford then brought some of the remaining tires into the lab.
We started to get suspicious because our lab analysis and everything said these other Firestone tires were starting to look dramatically like the bad tires from last year.
Jason Vines is a Ford spokesperson. He says the tires also seemed to be experiencing an unusual number of problems on the road.
And we shared that information with Firestone. They didn't like what they saw, and they decided to fire us. Because what we knew we had to do was get these tires off the road.
Firestone terminated its 97-year relationship with Ford on May 21st. The next day, Ford announced it would replace all 13 million Firestone Wilderness AT tires on its SUVs and trucks. 13 million tires. Stack them up and you've got a tower of rubber some 2,000 miles high. A stack of very good tires, according to Jill Bertina. She's a spokesperson for Firestone.
We absolutely believe these tires are safe, and we've said all along that it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to replace good tires with other tires.
Some engineers say Ford is replacing the tires to cover up the real problem, which is that the Ford Explorer is poorly designed and doesn't handle well when the tread comes off a tire. So, is there a problem with these tires or not? The stakes are high. If Ford is right, there may still be unsafe tires on the road. If Firestone is right, then 13 million tires are being unnecessarily recycled. Both companies have done extensive testing, and each believes it's right. Ford has laid out its argument in about a million pages of documentation. Ford's Jason Vines says Firestone's Wilderness AT tires run hotter than others, Goodyear's for instance, and don't perform as well.
We put them on what's called the test rig. Which is a drum. You actually roll the tires with a load on them, so it's as if the vehicle is on them, and you roll them on this drum to the point of destruction. The Firestone tires blew apart much faster and much more often. In fact, the Goodyear tires, it was almost impossible to get them to tear apart.
The odd thing here is that Jill Bertina says Firestone got the exact opposite result, and it ran a very similar test.
This is the Society of Automotive Engineer high-speed testing. It's a very severe, very abusive test, and you really are working to run a tire to failure. So in the lab, you take a tire at various inflation pressures, at various temperatures, and you put it against a drum and run it. And when we did that with our tires, with competitor tires, we saw that they were performing at exactly the same level, and in many cases, our tires were performing better.
A better way to gauge a tire's safety may be to study what actually happens on the road. Researchers typically analyze what's known as claims data, reports of injury or damage due to tire failure. Ford has a chart on its website showing that if you put 1 million Firestone Wilderness AT tires on the road, after 5 or 6 years, hundreds will fail, a claims rate of hundreds per million. As you might expect, Firestone comes up with much lower numbers.
Overall, Wilderness AT tires have a claims rate of 9 parts per million. And when you look at some of the specific tires that ride on the Ford Explorer and some of the various plants that we produce those tires at, they have no claims rates whatsoever. So this is exceptional performance, and these tires are absolutely safe.
It's hard to find anyone with a background in tire or vehicle dynamics to talk about the controversy on the record. Many experts in the U.S. say they are getting money from Firestone or Ford or the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Harold Herzlich is one of the few who considers himself independent. He's a chemical engineer and technical editor of Rubber and Plastics News, and he's not persuaded by Ford or Firestone.
You know, I think one of the problems that's plaguing this whole investigation is you can't make scientific comparisons between things where different units are being used.
For instance, the criteria for claims data can vary dramatically. Ford says there are hundreds of complaints about Firestone tires, but only two about Goodyear tires.
Because tread separations are the natural failure mode of a radial tire, and I can't believe out of 2.9 million tires, only two tires came back. You know, I'm sure that more tires were punctured by nails and hit rocks, but for some reason, only two tires were reported.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has been wading through boxes of documents and doing tests on their own. They are expected to release a ruling shortly on whether Firestone's initial recall of 6.5 million tires was sufficient or whether, as Ford claims, more tires should be replaced. The agency says its word will be definitive. Herzlich is not so sure.
There's very messy numbers out there. So I don't see a scientific conclusion coming out of this thing. And I really hope that it's just not a political decision because that'll hurt everybody.
It's also possible that both sides are right, he says, that the tires may not be quite as good as others and that the Ford Explorer may have problems that make accidents more likely. Drivers could also be partly to blame. The thing that really rips a tire apart, he says, is to run it underinflated. A recent survey showed over a quarter of passenger cars had a tire that seriously needed air. Don't wait, Herzlich says. Check your tire pressure now. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.